One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to Daily Animated Tales. Don't forget to check out our new podcast, Horror Animated Story. You can find the link in this episode's description. Be sure to follow, rate, and give it a listen. We truly appreciate your continued support. Much love.
Hi, friends. My name is Ava. I'm 17. Unfortunately, I don't see my family anymore. I don't pick up the phone when they call. I'll tell you why in a little while. All I ask is that you let me know what you think after hearing my story. Who do you think is right, them or me? My parents began dating during their freshman year of college. My mom got pregnant unexpectedly. They were really young, but their parents made them get married. I was born soon after the wedding. Because they were still students, they had neither the time nor the money to take care of me. My mom's parents said they could take me in and look after me. But back then, they lived in another city, really far away. My parents used that as an excuse to never come visit me. When I started speaking, I called my grandparents, mom and dad. I didn't see my parents again until I was 6 years old. When I found out they were coming, I was so excited I couldn't sleep. Until then, we had only talked over the phone. I was so curious about them. Did my mother have long hair or short? Did my father wear glasses? Was I supposed to call them mom and dad from now on? I was up all night with all these childish questions in my head. I remember the moment I saw them very clearly. My mom gave me a big hug, but my dad only said, "You've grown so much," and just stroked my hair. I thought they were going to take me home and that I was going to live with them from now on. But that wasn't their plan. They told my grandma, "Ava is so happy with you. We'll keep working for a little longer and try to make things better. We'll take her to live with us the first chance we get." But for some reason, that chance never came. 4 years passed. I'd lost all hope and stopped waiting for them. Unfortunately, one evening my grandmother suddenly passed away. My parents came. They decided to put my grandfather in a nursing home. Now they had no choice but to take me with them. After a while, I figured out why they never wanted me all these years. Even though I was their child, we had never developed an emotional bond because we'd never spent any time together. They didn't feel close to me, and I didn't feel close to them. We lived in the same house, but we were strangers. They almost never bothered to talk to me. After a while, I began to feel like a parasite in their house. I had a hard time calling them mom and dad because I didn't feel like they were my parents. 2 years passed like this. I wasn't happy at all. I missed my loving grandparents so much. One day, I had noticed that my mother's belly had grown. When my mother saw me staring at it, she said, "You're going to have a brother soon." At that moment, I got really upset. Can you believe it? My mother didn't even bother telling me she was pregnant. I realized once again that my parents really didn't care about me. When my brother Ethan was born, it got even worse because I saw how warm and loving they could actually be as parents. My mother left her job to spend all her time with my brother. And even though my father was really tired when he came back from work, he would play with Ethan for hours, and I could see that he really enjoyed it. On the weekends, they would go out with Ethan and stay out all day. Of course, they never took me with them. Before they'd leave, my mother would tell me, "I put Ethan's clothes in the washing machine. Wash them and put them in the dryer, and don't forget to iron your dad's shirts." Normally, I would have no problem doing that, but it hurt me so much that chores were the only reason she was communicating with me. Thankfully, I wasn't alone. At least I could share what I was going through with my best friend Harper. She really helped me get through this. I would go to her place every time I was feeling down since she lived really close to me. Even though I kept telling her about the same things, she always listened. She would stroke my hair without saying a word as I cried, and that really comforted me. Harper ended up doing me a huge favor at that time. I'm still grateful to her for it. Her family had to move abroad because of her father's job at the State Department, but Harper didn't want to go with them, so her parents found her a boarding school. Harper asked me, "Do you want to come to the boarding school with me?" I told her, "That's a great idea, but I don't know what my folks will say." At the same time, I kind of knew they would be really into the idea. And that's exactly what happened. When I told my parents, they looked at each other. They tried not to show it, but I could tell they were thrilled. My father said, "Sure, you can go if that's what you would like." My mother just nodded. She was trying really hard to hide her smile. Their reaction didn't upset me because I knew them well enough by then. I was just happy I wouldn't have to put up with them anymore. Boarding school instantly changed my life. Our school was located in a forest. I finally felt at peace. Harper and I went on long walks together. We had just started hearing about TikTok then. It wasn't as huge as it is now. Harper and I started a channel together. We would make new videos on our forest walks and post them. We were staying on top of all the big trends. Our follower count was going up. There was only one problem. Most people at school looked down on us when they heard about TikTok. Unfortunately, Harper would get upset about it. But I was used to this kind of thing from my family. It used to be Harper who comforted me, and now it was me comforting her. That's how we kept making videos.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with the gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture. Because even heroes need to rest.
As TikTok got more popular, we began reaching more people. The best part is, after a while, brands began taking TikTok seriously. We were getting collaboration proposals. At first, the rates were really low, but soon the pay got better. Now I was making good money, and this gave me an incredible boost of self-esteem. With the money I earned, I was going to be able to pay for college after I graduated. Meanwhile, Harper and I had become legitimate TikTok stars. A TV channel DM'd us to say they wanted to make a news piece about us. The school gave us the okay, and we did it. In the piece, they called us high schoolers who made it on TikTok. At some point during the interview, the reporter asked, "How much are you making from TikTok?" Harper jokingly said, "We don't want to give you a number, but we're definitely making much more than our parents." We laughed about it during the shoot. I couldn't have predicted it at the time, but that sentence would completely change my life. Even though it only aired on a small channel, my father saw the story. Ever since I arrived at the boarding school, my mom would only text me once a month to ask, "Is everything okay?" And I'd write back, "All's good." That was the extent of our communication. My father never even called once. But he called immediately after seeing the news story. "Is what your friend's saying true? Are you really making a lot of money on TikTok?" "I'm making something," I said. I was upset that he was calling me about money. He said, "How much are you making? You're not even 18 yet. You should give that money to me. I'm your father." I'd heard enough. I said, "Did you just realize that you're my father when you heard I had money? I used to think that you were my father too, but over the years, you taught me that you, in fact, were not," and I hung up on him. He called again many times, but I didn't pick up. Then my mother started calling too. I didn't answer her calls either. They sent me a million texts. They were shamelessly going on about money. Under normal circumstances, I could have sent them all the money I had, but I was so pissed they were after my money that I promised myself I would never give them anything, not even one penny. That evening, Harper and I did some research online. According to what we read, if I had been living with my parents, they would have had the right to take all my money. But if you don't live in the same house, then it's up to the judge to decide. So if you can convince the judge, then the parents can't touch your money. The next day, my father came to my school, but there was a surprise waiting for him. I wasn't at school. I figured he would do something like this. So Harper and I got up really early in the morning and left school. Harper's father got us an appointment with a lawyer. We went to the lawyer's office. I told her everything. She told me, "You were raised by your grandparents. If you move back in with your grandfather, your parents can't touch you because, from what I understand, all your parents care about right now is your money. Once we prove that in court, the judge will rule in your favor. After that, you can live with your grandfather and no one can make a claim on your money." That's exactly what happened. My lawyer, Felicia, saved me from my greedy family. They can't touch me anymore. With some of the money I made, I bought a nice house where I could live with my grandfather. But I had to leave boarding school when we moved there, so Harper ended up moving in with us. Now we go to a new school together. By the way, I'm sure you want to know what our TikTok account is, but due to legal reasons, it's not possible for me to share this with you. I can only give you a hint. Recently, my grandfather has been making appearances in many of our videos. Thank you for listening to my story. I want to remind you of my initial question. Who do you think is right, my parents or me? Please let me know in the comments. See you.
Hi, my name is Sue. I have a very weird phobia. I am afraid of touching and even looking at belly buttons. I know it's silly, in fact, extremely silly, but it is what it is. The belly button that we all have is the thing that turns my life into hell. What do you mean exactly, you might ask? Here, let me break it down for you. 1. I can't touch my own belly button. 2. I don't let anyone, not even my mom, touch my belly button. 3. I can't touch anyone else's belly button. 4. I can't look when somebody is touching their own belly button. 5. And this is the worst. When I see someone whose belly button is exposed, I can't look at their belly because I fear that they will touch their belly button. They are all really bad, but the last one, not being able to look at other people's bellies, has really affected my life. I'll tell you why it's the worst in a moment. I began my story by saying that I have a belly button phobia, but some of you may not know what phobia means. Phobia is having an intense and irrational fear of something. Well, what's the difference between a regular fear and a phobia? Here's a good example. Let's say you're 5 or 6 years old and you're playing with a dog. The dog bites your hand, and of course you get really scared. After this, you might develop a fear of dogs. You don't want to touch them because you're afraid they'll bite.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is called being afraid of dogs, and it's normal, because it's based on a negative experience that you had. Having a phobia of dogs is a different thing. You might have a dog phobia even if you haven't had any bad experiences with dogs, and if you have a dog phobia, you'd freak out even when seeing a tiny cute puppy. Let me tell you how it goes with me. What do I feel when I see someone else's belly button? First, my heart starts beating really fast. I start sweating all over and I can't breathe. I feel pins and needles in my hands and feet. This is what simply catching a glimpse of a belly button does to me. If, God forbid, I see someone touch their belly button, then I go completely insane. I cover my face with both hands so I don't have to see what they're doing, but it's as if an invisible force makes me keep looking and I start to make really weird noises. Once, a friend of my mom's came over with her daughter, who is the same age as me. We were hanging out in my room. Suddenly, she pulled up her shirt and showed me her belly button. I got my belly button pierced last week. It was so painful but worth it. Do you think it looks good? She asked. While she was saying this, she was touching her piercing. It all happened so fast that I couldn't tell her to stop. My first reaction was to close my eyes, but I could still see the image of her belly button in my head. I clenched my fists and started making noises like a wild animal. I sat on the floor with my head in my hands. I kept making these noises as I rocked myself back and forth. When I came to myself, my mother was in the room. She said that the girl had run out from our house. Her mother had gone after her to see what was wrong. After half an hour, they still weren't back. If I were her, I'd be scared of me too. I'm all flushed just talking about it now. Obviously, I'm not the only one with this weird phobia. It's called omphalophobia. Like most medical terms, it comes from Greek. Omphalophobia is most common among women, and it often starts in adolescence. Mine started 2.5 years ago. At first, I didn't understand what was happening. In the summer, I often sleep wearing shorts. I began feeling uncomfortable with the waistband touching my belly button. I started waking up in the middle of the night because of this, and I realized that something was off. One morning, I thought, maybe there is a wound on my belly button, and that's why it feels uncomfortable. And I touched my belly button very lightly. It felt like I was touching my internal organs. I immediately felt like I was going to faint, and I blacked out. I never touched my belly button again, and never let anyone else touch it either, until the day that I'm going to tell you about. Unfortunately, this phobia affects my life more than you'd think. For example, I used to really enjoy taking showers, but now it's like torture because I'm always afraid of touching my belly button. I can't go to the beach or the pool anymore. Just imagining seeing dozens of belly buttons around me gives me stomach cramps. But these are things I can control. I can stop going to the beach, and that's that. But sometimes I come across belly buttons by accident, like when I end up in an elevator with someone whose belly button is exposed, or see an actor's belly button on a huge movie screen at the theater. I'm sure you'd pity me if you saw me in these moments, because I'd be having a panic attack. So how can I speak so comfortably about something that I'm so sensitive about? I keep saying belly button over and over. Do I not feel uncomfortable? I do, but not as much as I used to, because I've been going to therapy for 4.5 months. I avoided going to therapy for as long as I could, but it took a really bad experience for me to finally start going. One night, I was studying for a test. I felt a pain around my belly button. At first, I tried ignoring it, but it soon became unbearable. I couldn't Google it because I was scared that when I typed in belly button pain, thousands of belly button photos would come up. I was going crazy. I finally called my sister Callie and told her what was going on. She panicked when she saw how much pain I was in and wanted to tell our parents. "Can you Google it first? Let's see if it could be something serious," I said. Callie started looking around on health sites. One website had a list of reasons based on the characteristics of the pain. She asked me what kind of pain it was. "I feel like my stomach is being cut with a knife," I said. According to the website, this type of pain could mean that your appendix has burst. My appendix bursting? That was the worst thing that could happen to someone like me. My heart started pounding. Think about it. The doctor was going to examine me by touching my belly button. My mom, my dad, the nurses, everyone was going to look at my belly button. And the worst part is the appendicitis surgery. I couldn't breathe. My whole abdomen, including my belly button, was going to become the center of attention. Lots of people were going to be touching it, looking at it, and talking about it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with the gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
I blacked out at that moment. I remember telling Callie, "Don't tell Mom and Dad, I'm ready to die," as I was about to faint. I was in a hospital room when I woke up. Callie's diagnosis was correct. The problem was really my appendix. The funny thing is, when the doctor started examining me, I woke up. In fact, when he was touching my belly button, I opened my eyes and watched him. They took me into surgery right away, but I don't remember any of this. My brain probably took control of the situation and decided to knock me out, which is for the best because there's no way I could have gone through this consciously. The surgery went well, but things were really difficult afterwards. You know enough about me by now to figure out how it went. I don't need to say it all over again. Let me just say this. We had to go back 4 times to change the wound dressing. This alone may have cost me 4 years of my life. Once I recovered, my parents didn't waste any time taking me to a special psychiatry clinic. It's a center for the treatment of phobias. They created a treatment plan after the first meeting, and I started seeing a therapist regularly. The clinic has been around for 12 years, and I was only their second patient with a belly button phobia. During the treatment, I met with a lot of other patients. I noticed that the most common phobia is the fear of heights. It's called acrophobia. These people can't even look at a photo that was taken from a high place. Another common phobia is the fear of flying. These people are terrified of getting on a plane. People were really surprised when I told them about my phobia. They found it hard to believe. Only 2 of them didn't react like that because they had such unusual phobias that they thought mine wasn't so strange. Should I tell you quickly? They are really interesting. One is called gelotophobia. It comes from the Greek word gelos, which means laughter. You guessed it, right? Yep, fear of laughter. People with this phobia are afraid of both laughter itself and people who are laughing. This makes them terrified of things like jokes and anything that can make people around them laugh because they are so scared of laughter. The person who had this phobia was a 40-year-old academic specializing in ancient Egyptian history. He said that he found history boring, but still decided to pursue it as a career because he thought that people who are into history are boring people who rarely smile. Basically, he chose this profession to be around people who never laugh. When I met him, he had made a lot of progress during his treatment, so he was doing okay. He even asked me to tell a joke to prove that he was much better. The other really interesting phobia is cacophobia. It comes from the Greek word kako, which means bad or unpleasant. What do you think this phobia is about? This one's harder to guess. It's the fear of ugliness. People with cacophobia can't look at the faces of people who they think are ugly. In fact, they can't even be around them. For example, if someone who they think is ugly sits next to them on a plane, they have a physical reaction. The woman who was being treated for cacophobia was in her 30s. She said she rates everyone's looks on a scale from 1 to 10 and has to stay away from those whom she judges to be lower than a 7. Don't get angry with her over it because it's totally out of her control. Please remember what a phobia is: having an extreme and irrational fear of something. My treatment is still in progress, and as you can see, it's going pretty well because I don't have any difficulties talking about belly buttons. I still can't look at other people's belly buttons, but I've made peace with mine. I even started touching it once in a while. Thanks for listening to me. If you want to hear more stories like this, subscribe to this channel. Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.